This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting, September 25th, 2018. At this time, I'd like everyone to please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. If you have to make or take a call, please leave the room to the hallway and then come back when you're finished. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Delabos to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. You can sit. It's okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, roll call. My name is Robert Mikes, although I don't have a placard here with my name on it. To my left is
John Delabos. I don't have a placard either. I think
they're in the drawer in there. If you want to go,
the camera has something to do with that. But we won't say anything.
My name is Roxana Valadares.
Okay. You don't have a placard.
No, I don't either.
And staff.
Rob Kaminsky from Current Planning.
I'm Tamara Williams from Commissioner June Kiliani's office.
All right. Okay. Public comment. There will be a period at the that is devoted to public comments at the end of the meeting. Any comments regarding current items can be brought up at any time. And we need to approve. I move to approve the minutes of the September 11 meeting.
All
in favor?
Oh, I have an issue.
You have an issue?
Yeah, with the minutes. If you go to page 3, Tamara sent us, it says the vote was 3-1, unanimous.
Oh, okay.
3-1 okay. Can't be unanimous.
You're right.
And then voting nay, it said none.
Okay.
But with one, you have to have, yes, there was one.
Okay.
I did that from home right after my surgery. I'm just kidding.
Right.
She was in pain. That's the reason. That's fine. I get that.
That's easily correctable.
Yes.
Okay. Approval. I move to approve the agenda for this meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And informational items. Do you have any information items for us?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Let's move right into our first item, which is to be before the Board of County Commissioners on October 3rd, 2018. And it is titled WS18-0703-SAIA Gabriel Gomes Jr., REV-LIVTR. And it's for a waiver of development standards for the following. 1, to increase the wall sign. 2, to allow a marijuana dispensary as the only business advertising on a freestanding sign. 3, allow roof signs where not permitted. And 4, allow an electronic or animated sign, graffiti wall, where not permitted in conjunction with an approved dispensary and retail marijuana facility. Also for design reviews for the following, 1, wall signs, 2, freestanding sign, 3, roof signs, lotus flowers, and 4, electronic sign, graffiti wall on 9.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant present?
Yes, Your Honor.
Would you like to say something to the board? Would you like to speak to the board about this item?
Sure.
We'd love to speak to the board, yes.
Okay.
We do. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, we've been here a number of times with boards in the past, and I thought what we should do now, with your permission, of course, we've got a video we'd like to show you of all the signage here. It's actually 3D now. This is give you a real sense of what it is in real time, how the signs will.
Well, that's fine. But before we get started, please state your name and address for the record.
Lucy Stewart, our land consultant.
Me. You didn't look like a Lucy. You just didn't.
We're interchangeable sometimes. It's amazing.
It's like a company duo.
I'm Robert Grosbeck. I'm president of MM Development Company.
Okay.
Just as a reminder, you've seen this. We've brought it before with the lotus flowers, but now this is the actual application for them. And it really, I know you guys have enjoyed this, seeing it before, but I think the videos actually show how really cool it is. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, so.
And with your permission, I'll have David Ferris, our director of marketing, come up and he can actually turn the monitor to your direction. We can run it out in the audience too for the second run.
We can email it to you, bro. It goes to Cindy Rock.
So those are the.
Is there supposed to be a soundtrack?
Is there sound, David? I think
we pulled sound off. Yeah. So just a visual.
Okay. Just
so
curious.
Those are the orbs I've talked to you about in the past will actually fly inside the dispensary like that, programmed to music. They fly for 10 minutes on the hour, fully automatic, all directed by computers. It's the first time this platform of this use in North America. We bought this program actually out of Germany.
Now that's indoors though, right?
Yeah, these are the indoors. I just want to give you a flavor of the entire
thing. Yeah, that's fine.
That's the indoor. It's a giant iPad, for lack of a better term. It's an interactive floor.
Oh,
so customers can walk across it and experience different effects.
That is really cool.
That's the graffiti wall. That's on the wall outside. It's interactive. It's for customers to use. And it, just like graffiti with a laser, you can change the colors. And then like an Etch-a-Sketch, when you're done, it goes away. And then this is another interactive feature in the dispensary area, 3D mapping actually it's called. So it gives you a sense of what we're doing in the interior.
And you can program the graffiti wall, right? Like say, Mary B. Bob or?
Yeah, well they can write it. It's just like graffiti if you were spray painting.
And then you say it disappears, you mean when you're done right away, it's gone?
Yeah, well, we'll time it. So you'd like have a minute to do photos, interactive, because it's five stations, customers will come in.
Right, right.
We actually found that at EDC, of all places, and we contracted. We're the only permanent provider of that technology in the United States.
Okay. Is there anything to prevent the graffiti from turning into profanity or hate speech?
Yeah, we'll have customer service reps out there constantly. If any of that is displayed, they'll immediately be shut down. There's an override function, mm-hmm. So if there's any appropriate language going up on any of the screens, mm-hmm. they can immediately override it and shut it down.
Okay, because that was something that concerned me.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And we want to make sure that this is a fun experience for everybody. They're using it, to really enjoy the facility in Las Vegas. And, I love Sally, we're here at Las Vegas, Planet 13, whatever the case may be. But if it's inappropriate and people are using it for the wrong reason, we own it, so we can shut it down.
Okay.
But we'll move it forward here just a little bit, and then we'll...
Oh, Jim, this is really cool.
Yeah, and this this was part of a design competition through 100... Let me walk you through that. This is the giant orb outside the planet. So that's moving water, and that one sign you see, Planet 13, and that's the sign they're talking about, a freestanding sign.
It's like a giant self-contained fountain like you can buy off the internet for your courtyard or something.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's an actual full-size lotus leaf. You notice the color spectrum in it? It's fully programmable, so all of our customers out on the platform outside, they'll have an opportunity to interact with that. They can change the pulsing, they can change the colors. So we can actually theme all that for certain events, during the year. But there's nothing like that in the world. That's another thing that we pulled out of Burning Man, actually.
Well, you don't even need to go inside and buy anything to be on a trip.
Well, John, we want to. Well, John, I hope you're wrong on that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Right.
The leaves have real interesting little veins and everything.
It's amazing. It's
acrylic
really cool. Design. Yeah, and they used it. They built it originally, again, out in the playa. Huge winds up there, the whole thing. And it's designed, it's a carbon acrylic. It's designed to handle very high winds, the whole thing. And as you saw, it's very, very open.
So it's rigid.
Yeah, and it moves, it flexes.
But what I mean is, when you say it doesn't Sway.
It doesn't sway, but the leaves will move to allow wind to minimize any impact of wind.
Okay. Yeah,
so they're designed for very heavy weather.
Okay.
So,
because we get good winds.
But the whole idea of this is, we said to you guys early on, and thank you all for supporting us through this. This has been a great ride. This is about incorporating the tourism element into the cannabis industry. No one in the world's ever done this. Mm-hmm. And this is at a level that's, we've had international contacts, and when we do the grand opening, all of you, of course, will be invited to our event on the 30th
of
October. And we just want to showcase the event to everybody, and as a thank you to the community in Las Vegas. And, but it, there's nothing like it. And we wanted to do it like we do everything in Vegas, over the top and just really special. And we think this encapsulates that.
Now, what are your nearest, I know approximately where you are on Desert Inn, but what's your, what would be your...
Just west of the Trump Tower on the inside of the train tracks, the old Coors distributorship building.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Right at the railroad tracks.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't sure, because the streets sort of get weird in there.
Very weird, yeah, because you only have TI for about a block.
Yeah, and Desert Inn is...
Yeah, got the arterial on the backside. Yeah. So it's that old industrial area that's kind of transitioning now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put many, many millions of dollars into this to do something really special. We're about 90% complete. So they're in there doing the final finish work on it now. Obviously, with your approval in the boards, we hope to finish it off with all the signage and open this thing up to the public November 1st.
I have a question for staff. What was your opinion on this?
Well, like I said, it is over the top. We're bound by code. So, I mean, we have code regulations for signage for marijuana, and this is nothing like we've seen. So, we recommend
it.
So,
if I had all the information, it would recommend approval then.
If we had what?
He doesn't have his backup.
All the information.
So, we were, reasonable that we supported the wall sign area that they're requesting, and then to have an advertising sign where they're just the sole advertisement.
Waivers one
but
and two.
The waivers, three roof signs, and to allow the animated sign, we didn't support.
And they consistently, doesn't matter what it is, they consistently recommended against roof signs. But as Mr. Grossbeck sort of indicated a few meetings ago, that, a lot of people put palm trees on the roof just to make it decorative. And this is just something a little bit more unique. Instead of just like plain old palm trees, it's like lotus flowers that have color.
And we had a roof sign app a couple. Last time. Yeah, it was painted though on the roof proper.
Right.
And I made a comment, the only way you'd see it is if you were really high. Mm-hmm. Another marijuana dispensary.
It was meant on
high this.
And staff recommended against it, just to paint it on the roof.
Yeah, and that's the blossoms on the roof. And that's also the I think the light show that's the graffiti wall I showed,
right.
Which was my concern, was what happens if
right.
you do something to it.
Right.
But you obviously have an override, and
yeah.
If you're going to have it monitored all the time, then I don't have that. That was my main concern, was that it just didn't turn into something
right.
that would be disrespectful to somebody in the community.
Absolutely.
And if there's no customer there, just say plan 13. And then it'll just be stacked.
It'll default to a graphic that says your name.
Yep, exactly. Just that.
Roxanne, do you have any questions?
I can't wait to see it. I'm excited. Yeah, it seems very nice.
I think it's just progressive. I think it's like the Las Vegas Strip, but they're doing it off the Strip now.
Right.
Are there any comments from the public on this? Either way.
I think you're all in favor.
I sort of wonder why, but that's another issue.
Well, I don't want to hear from David, no.
I think you guys have overwhelmed us with your side of the issue. Okay.
I make a motion to approve both 1 and 2, which staff supported, as well as 3 and 4. I came into the meeting concerned about 3 and 4, primarily because I didn't know what they were going to look like, and I also was concerned that there wasn't a fail-safe for the graffiti wall to be sensitive to the community. But considering where you are, I mean, it's not like that type of light is very bright anyway, and you're really not going to pollute anybody's environment because it's just all truck traffic in there or nothing.
Right.
So, you know, those are the things that would bother me for neighbors and for appropriateness. But since you addressed both of those, number one, with your location, and number two, with your concern for what the sign shows, I don't have any issues on that. I think it's just kind of cool.
So then you're recommending approval on all items.
Yes, of all items, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay. 1 and 2 with the county and 3 and 4 to override the county. And I think
you don't have to override anything. If you're recommending for all four items, that's it.
Okay, fine. Well, I meant to say with a different decision. I don't mean override. We don't override anything.
No.
I used the wrong word. With a different opinion.
Okay. All in favor of Jones? Recommendation.
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll see
everybody on the 30th. Magnificent. And I think it's wonderful that you're investing heavily in your facility, and that you're doing so in a neighborhood that is just like downtown now. If you drive down Main, I mean, it's just really regentrified, and it's
right.
You know, and it's great to see that, because there's a lot of cool spaces in those areas. It would be a shame for them to be derelict when you just need people who have vision. So I think it's great. I love it.
Thank you. Wait till you see phases 2 and 3. I can't announce them just yet, but we'll be back before you.
Now,
Robbie,
are those the ones with the motorized helicopters that take you on a tour of the property?
I can't say anything, John. But when you see the balance of what we're coming in on our phases, now we're designing now, you guys have to hear.
Well, stop by anytime. We recognize you too. Yeah.
We're always happy to be over here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
General business? Is there any general business?
Well, no. I'll be public comment.
Public comment.
So,
anyone in the public have anything to say?
I'm contemplating adding a sound system to the budget request, because he wanted to show that on the screen, and we hardly ever have anybody here, but
I think you're going to find more and more of that as time goes on. Yeah. Technology, you know, with the laptops and with videos and that.
Yeah.
And more and more of them. If he would have had a sound system, he could play the whole thing. So I think that's a cool idea. I mean, it's forward looking. It doesn't have to be like, you know, all tech Lansing.
Right.
Yeah, because you can get that stuff for like $200.
Yeah.
Okay. But the sound system is working in here.
I know, it's so, the walls are so thin, you could hear things, but anybody who wants to show anything is not going to happen.
The volume low too.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be right here so we could hear it. It wouldn't have to be loud.
Right.
In the showroom, is that working? Or is that a different sound system?
It's different.
No.
It's stuck to that room. You couldn't bring it in here, so.
Because Lee's in that show tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That's why I'm
asking. Oh, really? Okay.
All right. That's it. The next meeting will be same place, same time on October the 9th, 2018. Okay. Write that down, guys. October 9th. Everybody show up.
Oh, I'll be here.
See you.
Thank you.
All
right.
So,
meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
So
sir.
You made the motion to adjourn. Okay. So did you guys get your packets or not?